Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today, we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
She waits alone of every night.
the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affection.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment,
I can't wait to dance with you to that song at our wedding and for eternity. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit our guide, and all watched over by our Abba Father, our Creator. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful day, another day to praise you and worship you here on earth, another day for you to have more souls, hopefully, to come to know you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this day to fellowship with one another as we wait patiently for your arrival, Lord Jesus, to bring us home in the elopture for eternity. I pray that you're having an amazing day, and thank you for all these people you put us together with, this Rapture Centric Church. I lift them all up to you, along with myself and my family and their families and all of your brides, all of your first call and all your rapture brides. I lift us all up to you. Thank you for showing us with your patience. endurance and strength and peace, happiness and joy. Thank you for supplying our needs. You do say in your word, my God supplies all our needs according to the glory which is in Christ Jesus. You say ask anything in your name and you will do it. John 14, so thank you. Thank you for healing us all. Thank you, we are healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 51, thank you that for healing us mentally, emotionally, physically, for healing our hearts. Thank you for removing all the garbage from our lives, and delivering us from all that garbage, and restoring us unto you, Lord Jesus, restoring our souls, our spirits to you, Lord Jesus, restoring our faith and our love and our trust in you. Thank you for all that you do for us every day. We know that you're by us 24/7 and that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for watching over my roommate today and keeping her safe from the car accident she was in. Thank you for being with her during that and bringing her peace now as she goes on from today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing Michelle in our lives, and it is her birthday today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba, for creating Michelle and putting her in the Rapture-centric family's life. She's a wonderful addition to my life and all of our lives. Thank you. So happy birthday, Michelle. We love you, Mishmish. I pray that you're having a blessed, amazing day. And I pray, Lord Jesus, shower Michelle with abundance of flirts today from you and abundance of cuddles and loves and hold her hand all day from what's left of it, actually, because she's a little bit later than me, a couple hours later. This is for you, Mish. I played some of your songs you liked, and then here's for you.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michelle. Happy birthday to you. And many more in heaven. And let's celebrate your birthday tonight in heaven. That would be amazing. We need to celebrate Michelle's birthday in heaven tonight, Lord. Thank you for bringing us up tonight so we can celebrate Michelle's birthday properly all together with cake and ice cream and balloons and singing and dancing and lots of hugs. Anyway, we love you, Jesus. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you, Father God, for all you do for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for continuing to guide us and help us and love us and be our friend. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, let's put on our full armor of God. Ephesians 6:13-18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Ephesians 6:13-18. And let us do Psalm 91, of course. Another amazing prayer of protection and promise, actually. It's just such an amazing prayer that the Lord wrote. Amazing words he gave to David to write. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 91. And Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with, come before him with joyful songs. Know the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Psalm 100. And here's Ephesians 1:3, I believe. Yes. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he's freely given in us and the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to put in effect when times have reached their fulfillment, bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that your first hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Ephesians 1. 3+. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God, as I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:6. I just happened to turn to that, so that's why I read that. Let's do 2 Timothy 6, where I am already being poured out like a drink offering. The time has come for my departure, for I have fought the good fight. I have the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And that was 2 Timothy 6:8, I believe. Yes, 8. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. I have no garage work. Sometimes I have garage work, but I actually don't have any garage work. I'm just waiting patiently, and I know that Jesus is coming any second in a blink to get us. And I'm trying not to plan anything for future, but my parents are supposed to be coming here. They get here June 20th, and they're here until July 3rd with me. So I pray we're gone before that. But if we aren't, what I pray we are, Who knows, maybe that would be like a setup for a perfect poof time. For me to just disappear right in front of him. That would be amazing, but I prefer to just have me poof now, along with, I'll have all this poof now, and then they can just show up at my house and find that I'm not there. And wonder. Well, I have notes all over, so they would know. And I've been talking about it, even though if I go to mention it, one of my family members is like, she doesn't want to hear it. She's like, stop. Anyway, it definitely would be a shock to them that I was telling the truth. All right, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself freely, really give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That was 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. One of our amazing rapture verses. Of course, there are several in the Bible, some that are kind of obvious, and then some that have were kind of a mystery that were revealed. That's amazing. It's right here in front of our eyes when we read it. I'm just looking for the Thessalonians. Here we go. Or 1 Thessalonians, I believe it is. Yes, the coming of the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself, 4:16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. So we will all be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So praise the Lord. I will see you all soon. I am going to cut church early. There was something I had to do at 6, so I love you all. God bless you. Turn to Jesus. He says, you know Jesus is always with you. Surrender everything at his feet. He cares for you. He wants you, your burdens. He says, come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble at heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So that was Matthew 11:28. And those, anyone who cries the name of the Lord will be saved. There are several passages in the Bible that say that. So if you're listening to this and the raptures happen, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. He will keep you safe and protect you and guide you. You may have to be martyred for him, but you will make it home. If you're martyred for him and choose the Lord Jesus Christ, you will make it home to heaven. You may have to suffer a little bit, just as he suffered for us, but he will take you home. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Love you, Abba, Father, God. Love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything. God bless you all. I'll see you in the air. And happy birthday, Mish Mish. We're coming home. Let's celebrate Michelle's birthday in heaven. We love you, Jesus.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I